will now convene the study session for this morning. The first item on the agenda for this meeting is to review the items on the agenda for the December 5th regular council meeting. So council, please take a look at that agenda. We begin with various liquor license applications. Yes, Mr. Richardson.
Just real quick on that, on 3B, the title there says Carnicería El Portero, but in the text it says Toro Loco, and I didn't know if that was an issue or not. You might want to correct that, because the El Portero is the old, what's being extinguished. Just a little minor edit. I don't want that to get into a legal issue.
Okay. Item four, our various purchase contracts. Item five is authorizing various resolutions. Yes, Mr. Luna.
I had a real quick question on 5C, and if Eric could come in and talk a little bit about it, that'd be great.
Thank you. Just for the record, this is authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the flood control district for the future construction, use, and maintenance of a 5C multi-use path at the Buckhorn Bass Watershed Project.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Councilmember Luna, council members. My name is Eric Kadarian. I'm the Deputy Director of Transportation. And just to give a little bit of background, what this IGA is for, it's with the flood control district of Maricopa County. It's really to use their, they have a bunch of, they're called flood retardation structures throughout this area to slow the water coming down off the hill, to use their area for multi-use paths. The area that we're really looking at starts essentially at Power Road and the north city limits, and comes down to Power Road and the 202, and follows the 202 around to just south of Brown, where it's kind of closest extent to Ellsworth. The reason for us to bring this now, we don't have any projects scheduled for multi-use paths at this point, but the flood control district reached out to us, and we are looking for opportunities to pick some low-hanging fruit if there is any. We'll work with flood control district staff after this IGA is passed to see if there's anything we can do without that we can open up, and we don't have to necessarily pave a path, but there's some trails back there that we could use for equestrian use or mountain biking. We will look into that. Our ultimate goal is to have a shared use path all along the 202, and so this easement will give us an opportunity to be back there. When the 202 was built, all the structures are in place to go underneath the arterials or to go underneath the 202 if needed.
Great. Thank you, Eric. I think this is a great opportunity for residents in District 5, potential activity, doing horseback riding, walking, and it's a great way for us to exercise and do some great things in District 5. So I look forward to the opportunity. Hopefully we can secure some grant funding and maybe do some paving in the future. So we'll work towards that. So thank you so much. And I welcome this opportunity for our District 5 residents.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Luna, for asking that question. I think the next time we'll have an opportunity to go to the voters for a park bond to potentially fund a improved canal path, and not just canal path, but the pedestrian path and bike path, will be 2018. So now's the time to start asking these questions. It would be a huge deal if we had a continuous bike path along the 202, and you could ride. Cycling is a very dangerous sport. I've lost friends, had friends killed, you know, that are cyclists, and so I would. It's a great idea to continue to set the stage for potentially a biking path that where people don't have to interact with vehicles. So thank you for asking that question. Thank you very much. Any other questions on number five? If not, item six are introducing various ordinances and setting public hearings. And 7 is just approving some subdivision plats. Any questions, Council, on the meeting for Monday? If not, it looks like currently everything is set to be on the consent agenda for Monday. The next item on this meeting, item 2, is to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction on the approval of up to $676,176 in funding from the prior year's allocation of CDBG funds for public facilities and improvements. Liz, welcome. This is a nice problem to have, isn't it?
It is. To spend money is a great fun thing for us, for all of us. I was going to say us women, but I think for all of us to be able to spend. Yeah.
You're in the holiday spirit already.
I'm in the holiday spirit.
That's great.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. I want to share that we had went to the Cultural and Community and Cultural Development Committee a few weeks ago with some funding recommendations. And out of that, the CCD committee recommended the funding of Kleiman Park for $250,000, the Downtown Facade Improvement Program for $250,000, and a demolition program for $50,000. After that period of time, we realized we still had some additional funds that needed to be expended because of some issues with our funding requirements with HUD, which requires us to meet a certain ratio of cash on hand versus projects committed. So we have a couple of other projects that were highly recommended by our Housing and Community Development Advisory Board, which we would like to bring back for your consideration. And also a recognition that the $250,000 for the facade improvement may not be able to be spent in the time that we need it to be spent. So that program has requested that we reduce it for temporarily for $100,000 and come back later for additional funding requests, which is the Downtown Facade Improvement Program. So I have an additional recommendation to you to continue what the CCD recommended, which was Kleiman Park, the Downtown Facade, and the Demolition Program. And I've asked that you also fund a new LEAF, which would be doing some major remodeling to their bathrooms and their laundry facilities, and also for Paso Cristo, which would address some health and safety issues with their feeding program. With those additional recommendations, we know that the timelines that those projects have provided to us, that they'll be able to spend the money in the time that we need it in order for us to meet those HUD requirements. And that's in short.
Thank you, Liz. Mr. Richens.
Thanks, Liz. Not always clear when we're at the committee about our time frames, and mm-hmm. So I appreciate some of our nonprofit partners having shovel-ready projects to do that. One of them that I had a little bit of heartburn with was the expansion or the project at East Valley Men's Shelter. And there was an indication in the project that it was expanding it by 14 beds. After I talked to Mr. Hughes, that wasn't necessarily the case. It was really a focus on the bathroom and laundry facilities. I just wanted to confirm that this was an expansion of is not an expansion of the East Valley Men's Center at this time.
I will tell you that was part of the initial application. That part of the application can be amended in order to do that. But the most important thing was expanding and improving the facility as is. So we have received confirmation we're going through an amendment of the application in order to not expand those beds at this time. And so we recognize that that was a concern of yours.
Yeah, and it's not because there's not a need.
Right.
There's certainly a need. But I think any expansion of our shelter system needs to be part of a broader conversation on homelessness and veterans homelessness that's happening in our community. What's happening along the river bottom? There's a lot of issues right. that need to be addressed and unfortunately have to be dealt with by a future council. But I really admire the work that East Valley Men's Shelter does. It's just... we need to have that broader conversation before we start adding capacity. And so we've done a really good job so far. So looking forward to participating in that conversation in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Luna.
First of all, thank you, Liz, for making these accommodations. As you know, A New Leaf is a special organization as well as Paso Cristo in our community. They provide a wonderful service for our community. And so I want to acknowledge them. There's Mike Hughes. Mike, would you wave? I want to acknowledge you for being here and being supportive and all the hard work you do for our communities. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Luna. Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I support the staff's recommendations on this. I appreciate the work that our advisory board did. These are all really worthy projects. With funds like this, typically communities do use it for a combination of public projects, such as the City of Mesa projects, as well as those for nonprofits. And I think for this period of time, this is a good blend. And obviously, the next cycle is starting up very shortly for other great projects. I would just note, maybe on a little bit of a sentimental note, during my first term, that's when really the East Valley Men's Center came into being with the great partnership between New Leaf and Mesa Can and the City of Mesa. And it's important that we've played a continuing important partnership role. And I wish that other communities would step up to play a little bit more as well. I know we get support for the Men's Center from a lot of communities, but hopefully Mesa will stay consistent on that. But these other projects are important. We particularly are excited. I'm particularly excited about the facade improvement program. I think this has potential to get a certain number of projects started so the community and the property owners here can see the value. So I appreciate all the work that your staff has done and sharpening your pencils. And these regulations are not easy to comply with, right?
Yes,
so,
correct.
But you've got a great staff who does a wonderful job. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. let me just say amen to what's been said so far. I want to just take this as an opportunity to thank a New Leaf and Paz de Cristo for the great work they're doing in our communities. And I'm grateful that we have an opportunity to offer some assistance. And also, I agree with Mr. Richens, we need to focus some more attention on the issue of homelessness. The arrival of the light rail is wonderful, and I celebrate it, and I look forward to all the great things that are going to come as a result of the light rail. But it has also made clear to me that the homelessness population is one that we share valley-wide. And there is... Maybe there aren't any more homeless people than there were before in Mesa, but it certainly seems like it. So I'm anxious, Liz. I know we've talked about this. We're in the middle of redoing our housing plan, and I think part of that clearly is a transitional housing plan to help us know how we're going to help move people into housing. But I think it's important that we also use this as an opportunity to have a very serious conversation about what is our plan to address homelessness generally. I'm proud of the good work that staff and council has done in the last 18 months or 2 years on the veterans homelessness issue. Mm-hmm. Very proud of that. And I think we need to take that same attention to the more broader homeless population. So I would just encourage and ask that as we redo our housing plan, let's use that as an opportunity to also reach out. I know United Way right now has a loaned executive that's working on the homelessness issue, and I think it's important that we work together as a community to come up with a plan of action. We are going to be putting a big fence around Pioneer Park here in a few months. That's part of the other funding proposals that we're funding right now. That will be an opportunity for us to work with the homeless population and to come up with a strategy, not just for during that construction period, but generally going forward, so we're not caught flat-footed and wondering what we ought to do to help the people that are so evident in our downtown and other parts of town. So, yes, sir, Mr. Pinter.
Thank you. Wonderful comments, and amen to all of those. Just didn't want to forget the life and service of Margie Frost. That was very instrumental in that, remember from way back. And also was like a second mother to me with Louvin Phillips and all those guys straightening me out. So what a great woman, what a great service to this community.
Amen. Yeah, that Margie, as we all know, was essential in the starting of the East Valley Men's Shelter. I was on the council with Mr. Kavanaugh when that came about, and Alex and I went to elementary school with Louvin Phillips. So thank you, Alex. Great addition to the conversation. Is any other comments on this? Thank you. So we do need to have a motion on this. Thank you. Mr. Luna, is there a second? Thank you. We'll go with Mr. Glover. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you, Liz. The next item on our agenda is item number 3, information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Any questions, Mr. Kavanaugh?
Thank you. Just a comment on item 3, which is the the bus shelter, transit shelter information. I think it's important for the public to recognize that these efforts, combined with what we did earlier this fall to expand the bus shelters, inform the public of our priority to have shelters. And again, being responsive to changes in our service routes, we're taking a number of shelters from a line that's no longer used and dispersing them throughout the other parts of our system where they could be used, as well as rehabilitating existing transit shelters. And I'm hoping this is a great trend, because one thing that I've heard in serving on the Valley Metro Board for the last 6 years is we have a fairly regular attendance from Mesa residents coming to the to our meetings in Phoenix and asking and commenting on bus shelters or the lack thereof. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cavanaugh. Any other questions concerning job order contracting projects? Okay, next item then is approval of minutes from an executive session. Thank you, Mr. Cavanaugh. Is there a second? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Anyone opposed? Next item is acknowledge receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion to approve that? Thank you, Mr. Richens.
Just a quick comment and reminder. I noticed the Museum Cultural Advisory Board minutes are from July, and we would love to get those minutes in a more timely fashion, because they do inform what we do here. And so if we could make sure that, you know, maybe the future council will have to start thinking, it doesn't affect me anymore, does it? So we actually just let it go.
Well, we talked about this a few months ago and said we would like to have these meeting minutes sooner.
Yeah, I mean, I've always read them. They're informative to what we're, the decisions we're trying to make. And sometimes it's the only interaction we get with those committees is through the minutes. And so, you know, getting minutes from July isn't very helpful in December. So I encourage you guys to turn those minutes around and get them on agendas for approval as quickly as possible. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve? Thank you, Mr. Richens. A second? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I will just say, I thought the high water mark in of downtown Mesa for the last several years was last Friday when we kicked off Mary Main Street. It was another similar to the previous year. Felt like Times Square on Main Street in Mesa, Arizona. The Christmas tree is bigger and better than ever, and it still is this really cool experience of being outside in between palm trees, looking at a blue sky, and you're on ice skates. That's a weird deal, but that's a lot of fun. So thank you to the staff, to the folks at DMA, the chamber, everyone who came together for the kickoff of Mary Main Street, and I think it's just going to be another very successful event. Yes, sir, Mr. Cavanaugh.
I just like to comment, earlier this week, we had a great opening of the Fiesta Sports Complex, and I wanted to thank our partners, the Mesa Hohokams and the Chicago Cubs, for their contributions to this project, and most importantly to Mesa voters who proved this as part of the bond package. Again, this is the city's delivering on the promises that we made to voters in terms of our parks bond, and it's really, really contributed to a wealth of diverse opportunities for residents to enjoy and recreate throughout the community. I think it's a beautiful complex, and I appreciate all the work that went into it.
Amen to that. The Cubs and Hohokams have been very generous, and they took it from what is just a regular park and rec little league facility into something that's really very cool. So thank you to them and to the voters for making that happen. Any other comments on events? Yes, sir, Mr. Fenter.
I was reminded by Councilmember Thompson. Wonderful event at the Salt River Indian Community. In recognition, we were able to attend the mayor, myself, most of the council members, to thank them for their contributions to assist in programs in the city of Mesa, especially our new Emergency Operations Center and other. We're really grateful for that relationship, and we consider them our brothers and sisters. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fenter. I bumped into them yesterday. They handed me a check for just a few dollars shy of $1 million. So grateful for the very generous support. No, I didn't round up. I just brought the check. But yeah. Thank you. Any other comments? Mr. Brady, can you help us with scheduling of meetings and general information?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. First, I'd like to introduce you to someone. Travis, if you'll come. Where's Travis? Travis, come up here. I'd like to introduce Mayor and Council. This is Travis Cutright. He is the city's new Chief Information Officer. He just started this week. He comes to us from the city of Phoenix. He's served as the Chief Information Officer in Cochise County and also worked in other cities, but and also in the private sector. So we just wanted to introduce Travis to the council, and he'll be running our information technology department, and so you're aware of him and be making presentations to you in the future. So welcome,
Thank
Travis.
You very much. Thank you. Welcome, sir. We appreciate you joining the team. Thank you.
All right, and then Mayor and Council, just a reminder, lot going on. This Saturday from 8 to noon, we have the Household Hazardous Waste Collection event at Center Street Facility. That's located at 2412 North Center. Also this Saturday, we'll be opening a new adaptive playground at the Dobson Ranch Park. That ribbon cutting will be at 9 a.m. at 2359 South Dobson Road. This is kind of, we're excited about this new adaptive playground. We think this is meeting a need in our community, and we're very excited for the opportunity to offer this type of park. Also, Saturday afternoon, there will be the City of Mesa's Bicycle and Pedestrian Program is hosting a Cyclo Mesa Winterfest. You can only do that in so many states right now. So right. This will be at the Alta Mesa Park from 2:30 to 5 p.m. There'll be a guided bike ride around the neighborhood to view Christmas lights starting at 5:30. There'll be bounce houses, games, mechanical snowboard, and 10 tons of snow. So invite everybody out for that. And then Sunday, this Sunday, December 4th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. is Free Sunday at the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Invite everybody out for that. And our next council meeting will be Monday, December 5th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Richens.
Chris, do we have an idea of what our study session schedule is going to look like for the rest of the month yet?
Yes.
I'll put that in the update today.
Okay.
Would that help?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay. Thank you. If there's nothing else, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.